Welcome to Base Egg. Doesn't sound like much, does it? It's in my hand right now. But if I put it on this countertop, and pick it up, and put it on this countertop, pick it up, let's put it on the kitchen sink. So basically, it's a transducer, and it will vibrate whatever you put it on. So I've got my glasses on with the mics attached to the glasses. If I put it on the glasses, I'm sure that the mics pick that up in a really, really, really weird way. How about the front door? It's really, it's bizarre. It's just a weird, weird speaker. And a lot of people gave it very bad reviews because they held it, probably, and decided that that's how you used it. You don't. You find a really good surface that you like, and then you make it do things. And if you don't do it that way, you will get nothing good out of it. So you've got to use it in the manner intended. No manner intended, no base egg. So now we're upstairs, and I've got it in my hand, and I can, you know, walk around and put it on different things up here. So something that's quite solid, like a toilet tank, probably won't sound very good. Barely noticeable. But what about the bathroom window? It's immediately louder. How about this hollow thing up here? That carries pipes. It's, like a waste of pipe holder. A windowsill. Very solid, no sound at all. But the bath? So it's all about the surface on which you rest this thing. Here's a door, and I'm standing such that the door is ending to my right. So if I put the speaker behind the door, which is now in front of me, off the door. So basically, I've got my hand around the door. The door is right in front of my face. Maybe you can sense that with the mics. And so when I do that, you can hear that it's vibrating the door and using the door as a big baffle. So all sorts of different things. How about the wardrobe in here? Can I find a spare bit of wardrobe? That's a glass mirror, which sounds pretty good. Different heights and different parts of the device will make it sound different, of course. That's what's going to be expected. How about if I open the wardrobe and see if I can find a spare bit of shelf to put it on up here? Shut the door. It's cupboardy. I mean, you would expect that, right? But it's just how interesting how holding that in your hand just like this sounds like complete nothing. This is an outside wall, so of course it won't sound like anything much at all. But these are walls that have hollow sections in them. So if I put it here, same wall, I'll put it on the wall and I'll move it to the left or to the left or up a bit, and you'll hear differences. See, as we get onto a brick, it goes completely quiet. Now I'm on a hollow part again. So you can immediately tell. That's a keyboard bag. How about the radiator? Yeah, see? How about a laptop? It's just funny how it chooses to respond. I think it's quite interesting, truthfully. There's a nice big drawers thing up here with a TV on it. Off of that, on the gears. How about the printer? Can I reach the printer, or is it covered over with all sorts of goodies? No, I can't. That's the printer tray, the paper tray. So yeah, it is very dependent on your source material, and I just need to drop my phone because I'm an idiot. We'll go back downstairs because there's more surfaces downstairs. Even my own standard desk in the living room is quite a good surface. Right, here we are back in the living room, the main room in the house. So there's so much bass kicks in you do that. Lift it up, hold it right in front of your nose. Sounds like a really crappy clock radio. On the table. And by the way, wherever you put it on the table matters. The very closest edge to me. Back toward the Mac, which is more in the middle. Back to me again. See, the bass changes. So getting it in the optimal position matters. And if I rest it on the open Mac, it picks up some of the characteristics of the Mac speakers themselves. On the table in front of it. On the Mac. Table. I just think that's really interesting. Now I'm going to kneel down in front of the table and I'm going to put the speaker under the table. So it's now in front of me but under the table. So if you were able to see my hand, you wouldn't see my hand at all. But as soon as I rest it on the table upside down, the sound, if you can tell, is really in front of us. Now it's to the left. Now it's to the right. So what I find interesting about this is that the surface that you rest it on kind of has a really huge outcome on how it comes across to you. And it's the entire surface that vibrates and produces the sound. Here's a cupboard door. Off. And if I put it low down on the door, like down by my knees, and turn my ear to the side, if you were to walk up to this door and you had your eyes closed, you wouldn't necessarily be able to tell where the sound comes from. It's very diffuse, which I find really interesting. Here's a wall between the bathroom and the staircase. It's just the nothingness when you lift it off the thing that just surprises me. It has so little bass, like so little bass. I put it on my own head at the top. Now it's off again. How about the banister, the staircase? Because it's quite a solid little thing, you don't really get any sound out of it. So it's all about where it is, where it lives. Right. The back door. Big piece of glass. I just like how it sounds. A lot of people hate it, to be honest. So it's kind of... it's like Marmite, I think. You either love it or hate it. That's an outside wall. So being an outside wall, like I said, with some of the hollow parts and some of the not hollow parts. See? This very solid bit here, nothing. But this glass door. It's fascinating. Anyway, that's a little look at some soundy sounds. And by the way, all the music you've heard has been me generated or covered by Suno. So my own music, no one else's, all covered by Suno, given my choices. So there you go. I hope you like this little look at the bass egg verb. Fun little device. Cute though.